here at page 5b, Heyom at Beis. And the Gemara was learning out that if a rule was established by the rabbi by taking a head count, and they did it for a reason, but they took a head count and they said, well, this thing is now prohibited, or whatever they said. And they took a vote, and the people voted it in. Then the reason for their vote, the reason for this special rule, no longer exists. It doesn't automatically go back, oh, it was only established for this reason, and now, since the reason is gone, it's back to the way it was before. We don't say that. You need another group of rabbis to come together and take a head count. And guess what? That head count needs to be at least to the amount that was before or greater. That's a separate issue. We're not really discussing that over here so much. But we're just saying, if you had a head count and the numbers, and you brought through you passed a law, in order to negate that law, even if the reason for the law no longer exists, the law by itself does not disappear just because there's no more reason. You need to get a head count, and you need to specifically say, okay, this rule is over. And that's why the Gemara basically is saying that he holds that the rule that the rabbis made that on Rosh Hashanah about that it's really no longer one long day, since they haven't ruled, that's still intact. That is not taken away. And he brought various different proofs for that. As we learned before in the Gemara, just go back for a second. Rabbi Yosef said, the egg would still be usher because you did not have another head count to allow it. And therefore, it remains as it was before. So, and that was the discussion to find proofs that when something was prohibited, even though the reason no longer exists, you're still going to need another head count, another vote to allow it. So this is the final proof. So the Gemara says like this, Michdi, let's take a look, let's examine. Kesiv, it says in the Pasuk in Shmois Lamedalet, it says, over there it's talking about the time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain the first time. So Hashem told him, that also the sheep and the cattle shall not pasture opposite the mountain. You know, which means by the mountain. El Mula Harahu. Let's stop for a second. We know there were two luchos over there, just to put this verse in context. And the reason I'm elaborating is because Rashi will elaborate. Let's put the verse again. First, Hashem gave Moshe the first luchas, the first 40 days he went up on the mountains. And Moshe Rabbeinu then went, as he was coming down, the Jews made the golden calf, he broke the tablets. Then Hashem told him to carve out new tablets. He went up again a second time. This verse in Shmois Lamed Aled is already in the portion of Kisisa, where Hashem has already agreed for him to do the second tablets. And Hashem tells him over there that the sheep and the cattle, they should not pasture by that mountain. And what does it mean in the verse? It says, El Mul, opposite, Hahar. Why does it say Hahu? Opposite the mountain. They were talking, they knew the mountain. Why does the Pasuk say here Hahu? And we learn from this, Hahu, that mountain, while it's that mountain, what was special about that mountain? Were people not allowed to be on the mountain, on Har Sinai? Are we allowed to go? Are we allowed to have the sheep and the cattle pasture by that mountain? Of course. The Sinai, the Mount Sinai, even if we can identify what the Mount Sinai is, which I'm guess it's a debate, it's a dispute, it's not clear, but even if we could identify it and we know what it is, there's certainly no prohibition. Didn't Hashem say, Hatzoy Mabokar Yiramura Orahu? Because the way we translate it is that while it is that mountain, while that mountain has the presence of the divine, that's when you can't have the sheep and the cattle pasture by that mountain. So, what would that mean? That would mean that as soon as the divine is no longer there, so then they can go ahead and pasture there, right? That's what it says in the verse. But when you go back to the previous pasuk, when Hashem first tells them to go up, this is in Shmois Yutes Yud Gimel, we had before, over there it says, so this is in Kisiso, this pasuk, by the second luchas. But by the first luchas it says, B'mshoich ha-yoyvel, that when you hear the sound of the trumpet or the shofar loud, that it goes a long time. Rashi bring down two versions, either a long, a tekiyah gedola, either it's a long, or it means or he stops blowing. Either of them, the Torah says at that point you can go up to the mountain. Now, why did the Torah have to say it by the first luchas that when the trumpet blows, you can go up to the mountain? Because we know for as long as the cloud is on the mountain, Amul Ahor Hahu, if it's still that mountain, it's Mount Sinai, which has the divine presence on the Mount Sinai, you can't go onto the mountain. Why do we need a special pasuk, B'mshoich Hayoyv Alomali? Why did the Torah have to say that when the trumpet's going to be, you can go up? You don't need the trumpet to let you up. You can go up because the divine left. The whole reason is that you're there, because there is the divine on the mountain. You have the cloud of glory. Hashem's honor is on the mountain. And that's why you can't go up. As soon as it's no longer there, then go up. Why do we need a pasuk B'mshoich ha-yoyvel to tell you, oh no, we're going to allow you to go up because the trumpet will blow or stop blowing? Shema mino. So we hear from this, Dover she-b'binyan tzorich binyan achar la-tiray, that since Hashem is the one that told them that they have to stay away, so here is using the language, something which they have counted on. They have put a vote. But of course, by Hashem, as Rashi said before, that since Kuchabricho Asar, the Eibishter prohibited, he has to, just like by a count, you need a head count to permit it. Since Hashem prohibited, he has to allow it. So you can't just go up to the mountain because there's no longer the divide there. We need a Mefersha Pasuk. We need a clear Pasuk. Let's do the Rashi. You'll see what Rashi explains over here. So from the fact that we needed Hashem to allow them to go up, that's how we know that if Hashem said, don't go up, even though it's because the divine is there, even if the divine left, you still can't go up there. Until we got a clear instruction, yes, you can go up. When it goes down. Now, the Rashi will point out that from the time of Matan Torah, until they stayed, the cloud was constantly on the mountain. They weren't allowed to go up the mountain. So the B'mshach HaYovel, again, must have been after that. After that, let's look at the Rashi. Migdi Ksiv. Let us see. Let's see Ksiv, what the Pasuk says. So this is Beluchos HaAchronos. This Pasuk of Gam Hatzoin VaBokor Al Yiru Al Mula Orahu. So it starts off with V'ish Loyale Imoch Goimer. Apparently Rashi had this Girsa. Here by us it says straight Gam Hatzoin VaBokor. But Rashi has the beginning of the Pasuk over there. It says V'ish Loyale Imoch V'Goimer. Or maybe not. I'm not sure if that's true, but that this was Rashi's Gersh. But anyways, Rashi quotes the beginning of the Pasuk over there. Nobody should go up with Moshe. And then it says also in the end of the Pasuk, also the tzoin and the bokar, the sheep and the cattle, they should not pasture by that mountain. Zakt Rashi, Misefa de Kro Yolif, that he learns from the end of the Pasuk, Ish lo yali imach, and the Pasuk says, El mul hahor hahu. The Pasuk says, El mul hahor hahu. That's the quote that we have in our Gemara. So we learn from that Pasuk, Kol zman shehu behavias kedushosei. Hahu means as long as the mountain is in its sanctity. So, mul ha'orahu, while the mountain, shashchina olav, that the divine is on there, then it's osur, then it's prohibited. Avol nistalik shchina, but after the divine leaves, then it's mutter, then you're allowed. Because the Torah says, mul ha'orahu. So, no, Rashi says, Avon is talik shechina muter, but that the shechina moves is permissible, memela shamina memela. We know that by itself. Because the whole reason why you can't go up is because the shechina is there, so the shechina goes away. Why do we have to tell you that you can go up? Lo malaylat chureshar yusa behedye, beluchas harashenis. During the first luchas, he mentions it openly. He says, Ulameimer, he says over there, Nistalka Shechina, Hema Yalu, Bahar, that once the Shechina leaves, Bim Shoicha Yoivel, Hema Yalu, Bahar, that once the Shechina leaves, they can go up. And Rashi explains now, but maybe you're going to say, that's talking about in between the first and the second luchas, because here, maybe he was telling them they can go up after the first luchas, before the second luchas when he told them don't pasture. So he had to tell them by the first luchas. By the first luchas, we don't have the pasuk that tells us because of the kedusha. So maybe because of the... But Rashi says, the Shekhinah was the time, all the time, from the beginning to the end. Valoi, loy nistalko Shekhinah mimenu. The divine did not leave Mount Sinai. From when? Miyoy Matan Torah. It says, Vayered Hashem Ba'onon, God descended, from the time that Hashem descended, from Matan Torah, Ad Echod B'Chodesh, that was in the month of Sivan, right? And then, Tishrei, until the next month, they built the Mishkan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 9 months later, okay, this was Sivan, that it came down. Tammuz of Elul, that you had Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, 10 months later. And actually, after they built the Mishkan on the first day of Nisan, it stayed there for a whole month until the 20th of Iyar. Va'ad Be'esrin Be'ir Shinale Ha'onon. Until the 20th of Iyar in which the cloud went up. So, Ba'ayul Lilmid Hetek Shemestalik Melmul Ha'orahu. He should have known that you're allowed to. You don't need the pasuk b'mshecha yevel hemayala bahar. He could have learned it that it's allowed, because once it's not mul harahu, and mul harahu it was one continuum. Why did the Torah have to say on allowance? Once you blow the shofar, they can go up. So that means to us, if the Eibishter said, "Don't go up," even the reason no longer applies, you can't go up until Hashem says you could go up. That's a minyan, something that a davar should be minyan, you need the other minyan to be matrid. Rashi says, ubemesechta tainis nami Mahukro Yalfinon. Over there we learn out from the pasuk of B'msheicha Yevel, I guess, we learn out that it is permissible to go up on the mountain because the Torah said B'msheicha Yevel. The Tanya, because we learn over there in the Braisa. Rabbi Yesi says, Loi mikoymoi shel odom mechabdei. He says, it's not the place of a person that honors him. So that, oh, if you go in an honorable place, then you are honored because you're in an honorable place. Elohu mechabed b'koymei. But you make the place honorable, which means, what makes the, it's not the Sinai honored Hashem, but Hashem honored the Sinai. It's not the place of Sinai that honored Hashem to come there, but because Hashem came there, that's what honored Sinai. Shekoz man shashchina hoysa bahar, omra Torah. For as long as the divine was in the mountain, the Torah says, gam hatzoin b'habokor al yiru, they should not be there. Nistalka shchina omra Torah, but once the shchina left, the Torah says, b'mshoich ha-yoyvel heimo yala bahar, that when the yoyvel blows or stops, they should go over the har. Hilkoch. So the question is, Lomale lichte behed yehema yalu. Why did it have to say? So you see from that Gemara too that it is the pasuk of Memshech Hayevel that allowed them to go up. So the question is, Lomale lichte behed yehema yalu. Why did it have to say very specifically they should go up? Why wasn't it allowed on its own? The way we're deriving it, the Horahu says, as long as the mountain has the Shekhinah, you can't go up. What does that mean? That after the Shekhinah is no longer there, you can go up. Why do we need a pasuk to tell you that you can go up? That means, Shmamino, Sarech Mina Chalatiri. You need another head count to permit it, which means the Eibishter says you can't go up. He has to say you could get up, even though he already said you can only not go up for a certain amount of time. No, that's not good enough. He has to come back and say you can't go up. Shmamino, Dover Shebiminyan, Tzorich Minyan Achalat Tirei. Something which you had counted on, and you made it, you need another count to permit it. It won't help that the reason has stopped. This was the argument that he said, that even though they do accept the witnesses after mincha, it's still not going to allow you to eat the egg because the prohibition stays. Further, there's a further proof that he's bringing with the different proofs, Dover Shebeminyan, because maybe your argument is going to be, okay, the Torah argues, if Hashem prohibits something, we need Hashem to permit it. But who says that when the rabbis prohibit something, that you would also need the rabbis to permit it? Okay, it's different. You can't compare the rabbis to Hashem. So how would this be evidence for the rabbis? If you're going to say, okay, but the Torah, if the Torah said, don't go up, it's not enough that we can derive that it's over, but you need a special direction of the Torah. That's only of the Torah. But bidrabanan, but by the rabbis, no. Maybe if they made a decree, because they found it, because they would come late, so they can change it without having a new vote. But not by the rabbanan, maybe. Hani mili b'daraisa. Zokt Rashi. Rashi explains. Isur sheyotze mipi hagmura. Yeah, I'm upstairs giving a shiur now. Are you here for mincha? Somebody's down. Came in. So that's only b'daraisa. That is when there is a prohibition that came out from Hashem. So then we need a special permission. Hashem said no. We need to have Hashem say yes, even though there is no longer the reason. But when you have a head count of the rabbis, we don't need a direct permission. No, take away that rule. But it's derived, since it was only for the time. Once the time passes, once the reason is no longer there, then it becomes permissible. So that's why we bring the following proof from Toshma Kerem Revoy. Let us see by Kerem Revoy. And by Kerem Revoy, we said that he wanted to make it Hefker because he didn't want to trouble himself to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and he was within a one day's walk to Yerushalayim. And that rule is a Rabbanan rule, that if you one day, don't exchange it for the money, but actually bring the fruit itself. And what did they tell him? No, you don't have to give it up, because there was already another count who said that you don't have to do it. So you see, even by the rabbis, you need a count. This that you require to bring the fruit himself, you can't exchange it for money and bring the money if you're within a walk of a day's, the rabbonanu. That is from the rabbis. So you see, even when there is a decree of the rabbi, the kaboyi minyan, and he says there was a minyan, he's a minyan. Ba'afal gav, the ikalimishri miklal, even though you can allow it just by deriving, and saying the whole reason why the rabbis wanted the fruits, because they want to adorn the fruits of Yerushalayim, should be with beautiful fruits. But once Yerushalayim is destroyed, there's no point in bringing the beautiful fruits. So what's the point of bringing the fruits to Yerushalayim? So on its own, the decree should be off. There's no long decree. But we don't say that. We need the Rabbanon. That's what he says. Well, Kerem Revai the Rabbanon. Kerem Revai is only the Rabbanon. V'ka Amri Lei. What were they saying to him? The rabbis were saying to him, the students were saying to him, to Rabbi Lozer, what were they saying to him? That there's already been a count to allow this. And therefore, they say to him, the students, the rabbis, your friends, the other rabbis, they made a head count and they permitted it. And therefore, it's allowed. Okay? So therefore, he says, that's his opinion. He says, no, it doesn't matter that we no longer go Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. But that's what Rabbi Yeshu said, that even after the takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the takana is not bottled because there was no minyan. They didn't count on it, so it stays with the iser. Since there was an iser before to eat the egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that iser stays, and we're not allowed to eat it. That's what he holds, Rabbi Yosef holds. So the Gemara says, but maybe, how do I know that they didn't have a minyan? Maybe, how could Rabbi Yochanan change the decree that they should accept the witnesses all the way to the end? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's reasoning was, since there is no more the Beis HaMikdash, so we're not going to make a mistake anymore about the song of the Levim, which brought about to this whole parsha in the first place, the whole problem in the first place. So he must have had a minyan to change the law of the Rabbanon. So, just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed the law that you should be able to accept the witnesses all day, there was no Beis HaMikdash, but they still were Mekadesh HaPiyariya, they were still doing by the moon, by the witnesses. So maybe there was also a count for the egg, that the egg v'chitema beitzanami imlu Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also counted on that, they did a head count, v'sharyu, and they allowed it. V'chitem beitzanami chuzok t'rashi. Has to hold Rabbi Yosef Lasuki Lemilsi is finishing up his statement. This whole piece was just to point that you need another minyan to be matri. So Rabbi Yosef says, he said before, the af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, beitz asur, it's osur. So he says, maybe they allowed that too. Why am I saying that it's osur? So he says, "Ki imnu ha'edus, abeitza lo imnu." Their count was nothing to do. They only changed. They didn't change the law of the egg because they didn't talk about the egg. They were only changing when to accept the witnesses. The egg is a consequence of that. We said that if they accept the edus only to mincha, then sometimes you would have both days Yom Tov because they would extend the Yom Tov for the next day. But it's not that the egg is alone. So the Gemara says they only counted edus, but the beitz lo yimlu, they didn't count. So the beitz is still osir, just like it was, because they didn't do a new count to say a beitzah is mutter. But the Gemara challenges that. But the beitzah was never in the count to make it also in the first place. All what they were counting about, Abaye challenges him. The whole count was what? Was about how when to accept the witnesses of the Chodesh. So, he said that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed that. And he said what? That you can accept the witnesses till the end of the day. So there's no reason for Beis Din to make in 2 days Kodesh. It's back to Sveika de Yoima, and therefore the Beitza would be Mutter. Otu Omalei Abaya. Otu Beitza Beminya Mehavoi. Why would you even need a minion to permit the Beitza? The Beitza was never part of counted on. The rabbis never counted to say a Beitza is Osur. Beitza Beminya Mehavoi Klum. Huskiru b'minyan harishon la'isro. Was it then mentioned in the first counting to say, oh, the egg that was laid on Rosh Hashanah on the first day is also on the second day? He didn't even talk about an egg. What did he talk about? They talked about not to accept the witnesses that come for the Chodesh after Mincha, and in that case to continue that day as a holy day, even though Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow. So, Beitza Beidus Talia Milsa. It's totally dependent on the when we take the witnesses. It's Sar Eidus. Once you say you can't do the Eidus, it's Sar Beya. Ishtari Eidus, Ishtari Beitza. If the Eidus is permitted to take till the nighttime, so we no longer have the issue with making it an extra day yontif. So the egg is mutter memanavshach. So basically they challenged Rabbi Yosef. So he says, you didn't need, it's so strange the way the Gemara does it. We went through this whole thing, how something in a count needs another count to permit it. And at the end he's saying here, the egg was never in the count in the first place. Yeah, and it wasn't even in the count. And therefore, there is no reason to make it us or not. That was...
But it's dependent on the count.
Yes. But it's not independent. So there was a count how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went later on and he changed it to accepting the witnesses all the way till the nighttime. So there was a count for that, but otherwise how did he change that? And for the egg, he didn't have to change because the egg is a consequence of when we accept the witnesses. So it's not a problem. So basically, Rabbi Yosef's contention was challenged over here. So that's in the Gemara. But Rav Adav Rav Shalman Tarvayu Mibay Kluchis Amri. These two rabbis, they were from the place of Kluchis. They say no. Their argument is right now we're assuming that if we go by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says that we can accept the witnesses till nighttime, so now it's never 2 day yontif. They say no. Af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitz asura, the egg would still be awesome for another reason. My time. They say like this: mehera yibane beis hamikdash. Very soon the Beis Hamikdash will be built. So what's going to be when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built? Betachzer takone rishoino shaloi lekabel edus el ad mincha. And the original takone not to accept the edus till mincha, because now we're going to have a problem again with the shir shel yom. Yeah, and they're not making an allowance for the newest of technology that we'll be able to find out quicker and things like that. But in any event, The original takona not to accept the witnesses till mincha is going to come back because we have the same issue why we had this in the first place. And therefore, and the yemru, and what are the people going to say? So at that point, is the egg going to be permitted that was laid the first day of Rosh Hashanah? No, because then it becomes a yom harichta again. It becomes one long day, and the egg from the first day of Rosh Hashanah that was laid cannot be eaten the second day. But the people, now that the Beis HaMikdash is built, they're going to say, Ishtakad mi lo yochalnu beitza b'yom tev sheni? Last year, did we not eat the egg that was laid on the first day yontav, the second day? Hashto naminechel, let us eat now too. But v'layodi, they're not going to know the ishtakad shtei kedushas hein. Last year it was two kedushas. Why? Because then there was no Beis HaMikdash. And then they would not, they would accept the Eidus till at nighttime. So there was no one Kedusha. It was two Kedushas. But Bahashta Kedusha Achasein, because they make the Beis Din instituted to make the Kedusha. So now we're not allowed to eat it, and they're going to make a mistake. They're not going to know it. Okay, so he says, I don't want to change it, because if you change it, you may not be able to change it back. When you change it back, you're not going to be able to change the loch of the egg back, because you're going to see, let's do it like we did it last year, and now the circumstances are different. If that's the logic, so how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then change that we should accept the witnesses till the night time? Because after the Beis HaMikdash will be built, they'll make a mistake. They said over there, last year we accepted the witnesses till the night time. And now, they're not going to know that now is the Beis HaMikdash was built already, so we can't take it because we're going to have a problem with the Shir Shal Yoyim by Mincha. So let us not even accept the witnesses either. Why? For the same logic. My time. Huh? Reason, Meheru Yibona Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash will be built, and the people will say, just like last year we accepted the witnesses all day, let us accept it now too. So how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai change the law for accepting the Eidus, not worried about that Meheru Yibona Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to go back and make a mistake, and we do have to worry? And the Gemara says, well, there's a big difference. Because receiving the Eidus is done by Beis Din. They're not going to make a mistake. They're going to know. It's different. Last year, there was no Beis HaMikdash, no worries. There was not 2 days. And now, because the Beis HaMikdash is back, it became Yom HaRichta again. But an ordinary person eating an egg, he's not going to know the difference. The Gemara says, Hochi Ashto. How could you compare this? Hosom Eidus Mesuda LeBeis Din. Eidus is given over to the Beis Din to take care of. Mesuda LeBeis Din. Ein is kokin lem el Beis Din. Who's the one that deals with Eidus? Beis Din. Behem yoidim tamo shel dovo leyodu. They know the reasoning that why the previous year they didn't accepted the witnesses to the night time was because there was no Beis HaMikdash. And now, this is the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a problem, so we accept them earlier. So there's no reason. We don't have to worry about the previous year that is going to go back to the old ways. They're not going to make a mistake. They know that Beitza L'Kol Mesura, but the egg is given over to ordinary people. L'Kol Mesura L'Yad HaKol Hibo. This comes to everybody. Not everybody's going to come and ask the Rav, can I eat or not? Some Chimam in Hogam, they will rely on their tradition. Last year we ate it, we're going to eat it again. So therefore, the egg stays usur, because it might go back, it might become usur in the future years, and people got used to it, so we're not going to allow it. That was the reason of these two rabbis, Rav Ada and Rav Shalman. And Rav gives another reason that it's usur. Rava comes up with another original reason. He says that even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai allowed for the witnesses to come at nighttime, but he didn't change the rule that the day is kept Kodesh if they came after Mincha. He still keeps 2 days. Rava Omar, af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach. Even after the takon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says we accept the witnesses all day, beitza asura, the egg is still going to be asur on the second day. Why? Mila meidah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is it not agree Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? She'im bo'u eidim min ha-mincha ulamaylo. If the eidim came after mincha. So even though when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's going to start from Mincha, from that day. But that the next day, the second day is going to be, even though we know not, this is even a lot stronger than before. Because he is saying, you're going to make the second day Yom Tov, even though we know the first day is Yom Tov. Even though he instituted that we're going to accept the witnesses of the month, the entire days, that we start counting the holidays from the first day, we're still going to accept them to count Rosh Hashanah from the first days. But not to do a second day Yom Tov, it has not been uprooted the original Takona. If witnesses come after Mincha, we have 2 days Yom Tov. This is a tremendous chiddush, even more than before. Even though now we know that it's the first day, yet we're going to keep the second day Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, "V'omar Rava, Hilchse Kavosu Derav Bahanitlas." The Aloha remains like Rav in all these three cases. What are the three cases? From one Yom Tov to the other Yom Tov, Rav is Mekel, he says that it's okay. That's Lekula. And also, that from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Tov and Shabbos next to each other, he said that it's Osir, so we go Luchumra. In all the cases that we had before, the Gemara brought down Rav, in the different cases, we're always going to go like Rav, whether it's Luchumra or it's Lekula. Okay, this is the piece of Gemara here. Now,
what was his opinion?
We talked about three cases.
Right.
One case is 2 days Yom Tov. Then the egg was laid on one, is allowed to be eaten the second day. Then we have a case of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Rav says, L'chumra, no, you can't. Also, for Shabbos after Yom Tov, a Yom Tov after Shabbos, Rav said before also that you can't, that it's also. And the halacha is like Rav in all these three cases. That Yom Tov, Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's also. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's also. And 2 days Yom Tov, it's Mutar. Amar Rav. So let's do another piece of Gemara here. Says Rav, Meis b'yomtev rishayin. If a person dies during the first day yomtev, so normally occupying with a meis entails some violation, but We have to cover that mace, the honor of the mace, so we don't want him to stay. So if he dies during the first day Yom Tov, Yis'asku boya momim. So we have non-Jews, you know, bury him, take care of him. Omarov mace Yom Tov rizchulu, mace samutu ligber. There's a mace who's lying to bury. Im Yom Tov rishon hu chulu. If it's the first day Yom Tov, then let non-Jews deal with it. Meis b'yom tov sheni, But if it's second day Yom Tov, even though it's mukkah, there's prohibitions involved with Rabbanon, but the cover the mess overrides because it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's not really Yom Tov. We know Yisasku by Yisrael. So then Jewish people can actually take care of him. It's a leniency that for the second day Yom Tov, Vafilu Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, even the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because for this, the covet of the mace, you're allowed to. Mashenkin bebeitza. As opposed to by the egg, Mashenkin bebeitza. So Ktrashi, Le'inyan beitza le'ikilu b'yom tov sheni, which, with regards to Abeya, so they did not make it lenient on the second day, Ayom tov sheni Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. See, Shein Eyom to Rosh Hashanah, it's only by, for the mace. But by the egg, they did not permit, not make lenient Shein Rosh Hashanah, Lash Vois L'Shel Golus, to make it equal to Golias, to, in other words, that you can eat it the next day. The ilu Rosh Hashanah neildu b'zeh asur b'zeh. So the only allowance egg that was laid, like we learned before, is for a mace, but not for the egg. The egg, we have still the chumrah from one Rosh Hashanah to the next day Rosh Hashanah. It's still asur. It's yom arichta. It's asur. And nardoi yamri ab bebeitza. They disagree. They say also by the egg you're allowed to neldo bazeh mutaris bazeh. If it was laid in one day Rosh Hashanah, you can do let's say second day Rosh Hashanah. He says, the mai daitoch. What is your worry? Leasra b'sheni l'rechoyki mibezdin. Why are you going to prohibit it on the second day Yom Tov to those who are far away from Bezdin? So what is the worry? Dilma ma'avrile le'elu. Maybe they're going to make Elul 30 days, so that Rosh Hashanah is the next day. So they're not, it's not, Elul is not going to be 29 days, Elul is going to be 30 days. So Rosh Hashanah is going to be the 31st day, then the first day of the month. You would have the Kitakono Rishoino, Limnois Miyom Sheni, that is like the first Takona before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai originally, that Yom Tov is the second day because we didn't count on the, we didn't accept the witnesses, so we start on the second day. Belasi Shnei Yomim. And you do 2 days, keep going. Shalebo ad yoim shloishi ve'echot. In the case alright, I see I'm struggling over here. So let's leave this over here for today. We'll start